Canto 10, chapter 44, continued, part 14. And from there, everybody saw Krishna's eyes turning red as he got angry at the blaspheming words of Kansa toward his parents and towards King Ugrasena. And as Krishna got angry, he jumped from where he was to where Kamsa was. And as Krishna was jumping off to where Kamsa's seat was, he immediately stood up and pulled out his sword. And the Lord, he managed to move away from his slash of Kamsa's sword. And first of all, with his hand, he knocked off Kamsa's mukut, his mukut on his head. And then he grabbed hold of his hair. And as he grabbed hold of his hair, he pulled him down all the way to the wrestling ring. And he slapped him on the ground. And after he slashed him on the ground, Krishna himself jumped onto his chest. And just from that, the Kamsa died. He left his body. And after he died, Krishna took his grabbed onto his hair, Kamsa's hair, and he pulled him all over the arena. He just walked around the arena, and behind him he was dragging the body of Kamsa. Even after he was dead, Krishna was so angry with him. There are different views of understanding why Krishna pulled the hair and pulled the body of Kamsa like this. When he was pulling him and Kamsa died, a lot of the audience were saying, ha, 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 like, oh my God, oh my God. And Kamsa's wives and his relatives, they were all showing a lot of distress, crying, but the rest of the society, citizens, they were all very jubilous. Just as a lion drags a dead elephant, in the same way the Lord dragged Kamsa's dead body along the ground, in full view of everyone present. O King Parikshit, Sukadev Goswami says in this text 38, all the people in arena tumultuously they cried out, oh, oh. So Kamsa had eight younger brothers. He was the eldest. So seeing his elder brother dead, all his eight brothers, they came out with their swords. They came to kill Krishna, take revenge. But Lord Balaram, he just got his, the only weapon he had was the elephant tusk. He got the elephant tusk and he just touched everyone once with that elephant tusk and they all just died. He didn't have to beat them very much. In this way. Text 42. Text 42. And in the sky, the demigods, Brahma, Shiva and other demigods and the Lord's expansions, they started to resound kettle drums now that he was dead. Before they were not doing, the demigods were afraid to resound kettle drums and throw flowers. As long as Kamsa was alive, he was so powerful that they were all afraid of him. And now that he was dead, all the demigods were raining flowers upon him and resounding kettle drums in the sky. And the wives of the Kamsa and his brothers, the wives of the of King Kamsa and his brothers, they were very much aggrieved by the death of their well-wishing husbands. And they were all coming forward with their tearful eyes and they were all beating their heads with their hands. All the wrestlers and the brothers, all the wives of all the dead persons, including Kamsa and his friends, the brothers, They all came and they held on to the bodies of their dead bodies of their husband, embracing them. They loudly lamented and constantly shed tears. Text 45. And they were saying, these women, they were crying out very loudly and saying to their husbands, Kamsa and his brothers, "Oh, my master, my dear one, alas, alas, O knower of religious principles, O kind and compassionate protector of the shelterless, now that you're dead, we're also dead. Together with your household and your offsprings, we're all dead." Here they're calling them dharmagya. Even though he was the biggest rascal, actually this is proper. Whether it is husband or father, if somebody dies, we always should. It is of the Vedic culture to always say, such and such was very, very religious, very kind, etc. No matter how sinful he might have been. Just like in India, if somebody dies, he may have been very sinful, but the son, when he informs others of his death, he writes a letter and he says, "My father is promoted to the heavens. He got swargvas, means he is now living in the heavens." He never would write that my father has got narkvas or hellvas. You all come. This is swargvas, vekunthvas, gangavas, all these things they write. The wives of Kamsa, they're saying, "Hey dharmagya, hey karuna nath, hey," means "oh kind one," and "hey anath vatsal," you're compassionate to those who have no protector. Yes, very nice. He was anath vatsal. He killed the six newborn babies of Devaki. What an anath vatsal he was. By you being dead, we are all already dead. Text 46. Now Mathura, without you, has no more good fortune. There is no. This is the end of all beauty and festivity and good fortune of Mathura. Just like we have become widow, Mathura has also become widow. Now they're telling the truth. Now they're saying, "Oh dear one, you have been brought to this state because of the terrible violence you committed towards innocent creatures, towards Devaki, Vasudev and their children. That is why this has happened to you. How can one who harms others attain happiness?" Now these wives are actually speaking the truth. So they know that Kamsa has, this is the destiny of Kamsa because of his violence against innocent persons. A person who gives distress to others can never be happy. These women were now, they were purified by the agony of the recent events, and by the association of Lord Krishna, they were purified, and now they were able to speak the truth. They're saying, the persons who had made no offense, you gave them so much torture. They're talking here about Vasudev and Devaki being in the prison house. You were the king, you were everything, but you gave so much distress to these innocent persons, and this is why this has become your state. This is actually the most correct philosophy. By giving distress to others, one will eventually get distress. By giving pleasure happiness to others, one will get happiness. Whatever we have in this world now, is the result of what we have given in this world previously. Whatever we're giving today, we will get later. This is the philosophy. One who gives distress to other living entities, how they can be happy? Those who are now eating cow's flesh, they have to suffer so much. There is no limit to their distress. Doesn't matter what living entity you give distress to, the distress will have to come back to you. Text 48. This time factor makes the disappearance and appearance and disappearance of all beings in this world. And this Lord, this Sri Krishna, He is time factor Himself. One who disrespects Krishna or disrespects the laws made by Krishna can never be prosper or happy. In this way, Kansa's wives and other women were crying, and because there were no descendants of Kansa left anymore, and Kamsa and all his younger brothers were dead, so Krishna, being the nephew himself, he did himself the last rites of King Kamsa and all King Kamsa's brothers. They were all his family people. They were his uncles, mama, mothers. Mama means mother's brothers. So the Lord, He killed King Kamsa and his 8 brothers, 9. And Kamsa had killed 6 of Krishna's brothers. So Krishna did all the samskars himself. He had all the bodies brought to the banks of Jamuna, and he performed all the funeral rites for them. Even if it's an enemy, but whatever is proper, it should be done. All the worldly duties he performed. And then he went to... And then Krishna, he walked up to the prison house where Devaki and Vasudev were still under arrest. So Krishna and Balram, they both offered obeisances to Devaki and Vasudev. Vasudev Goswami says that Krishna Balram placed their heads on Devaki and Vasudev's lotus feet, and they did Sashtang Pranam, full Dandavas. But those two, his mother and father, Vasudev and Devaki, did not embrace Krishna and Balram. Text 51. Devaki and Vasudev, they still had this bhav in their hearts that Krishna, Balram are God, they're Narayan. So they simply stood with their joined palms and they did not embrace their sons. 11 years later, they're finally seeing the son they had sent away to Nanda Maharaj's house. What kind of father would it be who will not, after seeing their son after 11 years, would not embrace him immediately? Because just now, Krishna and Balram had killed Kuvalyapir, and they had killed Kamsa, and they had killed the wrestlers and others. So, in their hearts, they were more this Aishwarya bhav of awe and reverence. Their paternal love had become covered over. They kept thinking, he is Bhagwan, he is Bhagwan. That's why they could not embrace. But the Lord will say such a thing later on. Devaki and Vasudev will become touched and their parental feeling will come back, and they will embrace him, embrace Krishna and Balram, and Devaki will, her breasts will be dripping with milk, and they would think of them as their little kids that they had lost, and they would put them on their laps once more. The Lord spoke in such a way, and He placed His Yogamaya to work. So this katha will be